good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, December 8th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the just ended ruling ZANU-PF Congress.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com. www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
I want to thank you and thank you most heartily, most profoundly for voting for me once again.
The sacking of Sekera Mai is not surprising. This was something that was coming. Basically on the fact that he was linked to a camp that is believed or that is alleged to be he have been plotting against the ouster of President Mugabe.
Hatina zvakanyanya zvatakanzwa pamusoro pekuti nyika ino iri kuenda kuti pamusoro pe economic development. Saka ndoona sokunge musangano uyu wakangonyanyo batikana nenyaya yekubva kwevanhu vakaita sana mai mujuru nevamwe vavo.
Aiko intwetile bambekayo ephumileyo njalo ekhulunywe ngumongameli omgabe ngesikhathi ekhuluma nabantu kade beze kukhongolo siyezanu ngaphandle kwezinhlamba abezikhihliza ethuka labo acabanga ukuthi bayizitha zakhe.
Once again, thanks for joining us. And for those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the just ended ruling ZANU-PF Party Congress.
And the ZANU-PF Congress actually ended Saturday, but without addressing the key question of who will be in the presidium.
The Congress did not turn out as advertised. The party had promised that the Congress was going to address the issue of factionalism, but it appears tensions are rising in the ruling party. Gibbs.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp, and our number is 001-202-465-0318. Yeah, because it's a child number.
Wongo ka Gibbs. Nasi, tulauti tinge tichi taura nezwe Congress. Ye, ZANU-PF ya kapira iyo, nemusuwe mugovera. Vanu waka wanda, vanga waka atarisira kuti nyaya, yekuti ndivana nivarengi wari vateziri, we mtunga miri, we bato iri, va Robert Mugabe. Ichange, ichi gadzirisi kwa uye kuti ndiana nenga sashigaro, we bato, nevamwe vatunga miri, asi izo azuna kuitwa. Na kutiva Mugabe wakati, varukuda nguva, yekuti vambo zea, kuti ndivana nivacha pinda mpoliti biro, nezume shiga. Zvakasiyana siyana mubato asi nhasi taona kuchidona mimwe mikono va Sydney Sekera Mai vanovaiwo gurukota rinoona nezvekudzivirirwa kwenyika kana kuti Minister of Defense vanzi vaburitswa iwo kumashonaland East Central kuti vasave nhengo yeCentral Committee zvimwe chete zvanzi zvaitwawo kuna vapadhizhanda pane makunga kunga ekudi kudawo vasimba rashe mudarikwa inyaya yatichazotsvaga kuti iri kufamba sei agaps asi chokwadi ndezvekuti zvina hazvina kumira zvakanaka inqabanqoza
ye kunjalo ke inqabanqoza iqhubekela pambili ke ngatandibalele pambili kolakale ku ZANU-PF
oh yeah
so ngokubona kwabantu lapha batokwenzakala ku ZANU-PF kuyamangalisa bathi ye kwakwenzakala ngo 2004 kodwa loko wakatesi bathi wani kuphambili sesizwile njalo ukuthi ikongolo siphelile kodwa kuseleyo ukuthi kudinga ipresidium. Presidium ayikho sikhuluma kunje. Xa sikhuluma iqiniso Blessing, okwenzakale ukuthi abantu ababili abasibambileyo kwadesi ku ZANU-PF. Silomongameli weparty ongufex secretary njalo nje. Ongu President Robert Mugabe. Kubese kubuya lo mkakhe uGrace Mugabe oku Women's League. So babili abantu abaconfirmed sibili ukuthi vele sebe ku Politburo, sebengenile. But abanye laba azikwazi. So ke sizwile ke namhlanje ukuthi emashonaland East khona ngale kube lokugedla kwamazinyo blessing. Sizwa kuthiwa ke umnumzana uSidney Sekeromai bese kubuya ke lomnumzana ke uDavid Barile Nyadwa. Lezi ziphatha abandla zikahulumende ezinkulu sibili. Bazithe genqu khona ngale. Bathumanini madoda. Kanye azani lalisekela ubani? Unkosikazi Joyce Mjuru. So inqaba ngqoza yaphambili fowethu.
Zvakaita manyama amire nerongo.
Kuchoni kuloko.
I think Gibbs, we have our first guest. We have Mr. Tafadzwa Musarara. He's a political analyst who we might say usually leans towards ZANU-PF. Mr. Musarara, good evening.
Good evening and good evening to all.
Thank you so much, Gibbs. Gibbs can start the ball rolling.
Yes, we wish to know here, Mr. Musarara. The Congress is over, but this so-called factionalism is continuing in the party. Can you tell us? Obviously, it's over, but not yet over, right?
Well, the Congress is over. The objectives of the Congress have been met in respect of dissolving the Central Committee and coming up with new members, and also reports coming from the thematic committees, which are food, nutrition, state of the party, appreciation, and indigenization and heritage, where members or delegates were invited to make interventions on the way forward as far as it relates to execution of the Zuma assets. The vote of no confidence is a provision that is found within the constitution of ZANU-PF, where they feel that if members have acted or behaved in a certain manner that is prejudicial to the interest of the party, then they lose then the people will not have confidence in them and their ability and competence to hold those offices will be in doubt. I also want to advise you and also your listeners that the difference between expulsion, suspension, and the vote of no confidence. So please don't use them interchangeably.
Thank you, Mr. Msara. But of course, what this Congress was all about was a new leadership and Mr. Mugabe is saying he needs more time. But is that not ultra-vires the constitution of ZANU-PF, which clearly stipulates that after the Congress, at least during the time of the Congress, new leaders must be in place?
Well, there is no provision that binds the president to announce the leadership within Congress and make it illegal outside the Congress days. What the president has simply done is to say, there are a number of issues also that were not concluded. For instance, the issue of resolutions. They are going to be finalized with the Congress on Wednesday during the Central Committee, and so shall be the announcement of the leadership. You know, people are just impatient. You may recall, gentlemen, that sometime last year, soon after the landslide victory election of July 31, it took close to 40 days before we got a new cabinet. And people were starting again to speculate and all those allegations. But I'm personally surprised. In fact, it's a compliment to ZANU-PF that hostile media institutions like yours are very can't wait to hear President Mugabe see the new appointments. In fact, ZANU-PF is big enough. It's a very big party. It's bigger than you think, because even in those in the MDC, I can't wait again to hear what's happening in ZANU-PF.
Of course, Mr. Msarara is alleging that we are hostile to ZANU-PF. I beg to differ. But maybe, Mr. Msarara, you know what they say, that if you a man who marries a beautiful wife and a man who plants a corn by the roadside, both have the same problem. So maybe people are just curious.
Yes.
When it comes to ZANU-PF.
Now, Mr. Msarara, let's put the spotlight on the president. Now, what was your impression? What was your impression of him? You know, judging from his speech, you know, at one stage, you heard it yourself. He said, "Pasine ZANU." So at the end of the day, what was your, be honest with me here, What was your impression of him?
You see, I think there has been very interesting interest by media houses, yours included, of making headlines over a gaffe that President Mugabe said passed ZANU. But look, let's face it, there is a ZANU-PF and there is a ZANU. So he didn't say personal ZANU-PF. Even if you know, that slogan was meant soon after, you know, he had more than one, two things that he was attending to. The Congress didn't take it as an offense. The gaffes are always okay. President Mugabe is a human being, is a superhuman being, but if he makes gaffes, then it is human. There's also gaffe on CNN, on BBC, on all over. World leaders have done that. George Bush George W. Bush was more notorious about it. So those gaffes happen. And our slogans are very clear that Pamberi and the party, and in some instances people tend to mix it. But what is the intention? Is what matters. What is the intention? If someone makes a mistake and you want to draw too much meaning out of it, I think that's not fair. And your media house is trying to bazooka a mosquito, and that's not correct.
Now, talking about the party constitution, many are saying it has been butchered the way that some members have been kicked out. It's clearly against the party constitution. I mean, judging from the fact that who, for example, will constitute the quorum that will kick out certain executive members. Anyone now in ZANU-PF can just wake up and say, we have suspended so-and-so, and the Politburo we endorse. What is happening?
Well, you see, you're speculating. I don't know that you're asking me a question of what is happening or you're telling me what to think. The only thing is that the constitution of ZANU-PF, so is any other constitution of other political parties, has got a proviso of vote of no confidence. You know, people serve in those offices at the pleasure of the people who voted for them. And when certain instances occur, and they feel that the person they voted in no longer carry the integrity and the competence that they thought he had or she had in the first instances, the vote of no confidence is passed by a simple majority. Vote of no confidence are a common phenomenon across the world. But when it happens in ZANU-PF, you always want to take it as if ZANU-PF has invented.
Our question, Mr. Musarara, was who is conducting it? If you go to Mashonaland and East, for example, the people who were supposed to pass the vote of no confidence, they endorsed the executive in Mashonaland East, but then we had some war veterans and youths allegedly buzzed from somewhere who came in and said, we don't have confidence with this leadership, and the leaders were kicked out. Who is responsible?
People are, in terms of the constitution of ZANU-PF, the relevant organ passes a majority board. Simple majority vote. And that organ is made of supporters who put it in place. For instance, the provincial executive has been put by the people, who includes the war veterans, who includes the youth, and war collaborators. So when they make a statement or demonstrate, they now that informs the decision made by the which then made by the provincial executive. And that has been the case. When papers go to Politburo, it is papers signed by the members of the province. But we always have people who requisition a certain action. And in this case, as you rightly put it, it could be war veterans. Whether they are passed or not, I don't know whether you've got the evidence to that effect. It's mere speculation. But war veterans are all over the country.
Regaiti botora mtererudo kutanga tinamukoma tichatonga. Makadi mukoma tichatonga. Nari yawo inenge isiri kufamba zvakanaka. Regai tidzoke kwamuri vamusarara. Tichiti isu tiri kuona kunge mubato musina kugadzikana kunyange hazvo paitwa iyo Congress iyoyi, nekuti kune masachigaro anosvika mapfumbamwe, hatisiri kuziva kuti ramangwana ravo rakamira sei. Hamuone here bato muchizoita zinyekenyeke?
Mugore ra 2004-2005 takaita Masaji Garo akabviswa zvakare aishika 6 msangano waendera mberi. Ezvino taona mamwe Masaji Garo akabviswa msangano unoendera mberi. No one is bigger than the party in ZANU-PF. And you should understand that when they are voted as chairperson of the province, this is a political position. It's not where we expect them to earn a living. So they've got farms, they've got other sources of living, they will continue. Ramangwana Rao Runenda, Amuzet, Ramangwana Runenda, it's simply a misleading statement because these are people who had their lives before appointment and they can continue to live their own lives after they have been dethroned, as is the case now.
Thank you so much. For those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the just-ended ruling ZANU-PF Congress. And of course, many people were expecting that after this Congress, there will be a new presidium. But President Robert Mugabe, who is also the first secretary of the ruling party, pleaded for more time, saying people should wait up to until at least Wednesday when he will appoint new leaders. Gibbs, didn't get any material. Mkoma tichato nga magadi? Mkoma tichato nga? Mkoma tichato nga? Mkoma tichato nga? Narea winning it, wouldn't it say? I think we have our second guest, Gibbs.
Yes, we've got our second guest, who is Mr. Begezela Matuma. He's an independent political analyst based in Matabele South Region. Mr. Matuma, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Gibbs and Blessing. How are you?
Very fine. How is Gwanda?
Very hot. No promise of any rain so far.
Excellent. And today, can you sit there? Don't move. Because when you move an inch, okay, your phone goes, you know. So tell us, what is your impression of, you know, on the ZANU-PF Congress?
It turned out so unfortunate. It's not what everybody expected, as you can see.
Mm-hmm.
The whole country still remains timid, still remains not sure what the future holds. You know, everybody was looking at this weekend and thinking that after this weekend, things will come out in order, or at least in the direction where we are going. But we are still back where we were, and we still not sure what the future holds. It is very unfortunate, very, very unfortunate. Well, as a Congress, people, the expectation was that the Congress will go and have an elective structure. Everything will be sealed at Congress, at this Congress. Unlike all other congresses, looks like it was just, you know, what other people have described as a talk show. Nothing constructive, nothing tangible has come out of it. So we feel back to square one. Looks like Congress was never there at all.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Msarara, the allegations that it was a talk show, some have called it a praise and worship.
Congress
belongs to the members of ZANU-PF, and it is their democratic right to design how their Congress should prosper, how the proceedings should go, the amendments they want. That's very important. And I'd like to pick that my colleague, the second guest on the line, on the other side of the line, is definitely a member, is not a member of ZANU-PF. So the success of the Congress, or lack of it thereof, it lies within the expectations of the people of ZANU-PF. The members of ZANU-PF, you have mentioned that by acclamation, they approved the constitutional amendments. By acclamation, they nominated and elected President Mugabe to be the president and the first secretary of the party. By acclamation, they also agreed that President Mugabe must appoint the Politburo, which is the ZANU-PF cabinet equivalent. And this is the case, just like in America, President Obama chooses his running mate, who becomes his vice, and all the ministers who are court secretaries that side. So is any other president in the world. And ZANU-PF is not different. It's not a new phenomenon that people can decide to only elect one person, and that person is now encumbered with the responsibility to elect the other 24. You should also understand that this time around, our Politburo has been moved from 64 to 24. Mm-hmm. Media houses like yourselves have been critical of the huge size of Politburo. Now the Politburo have been moved from 64 to 24 at a time where Momogen Tsvangirai has also increased his own executive. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's a good. I think you as media houses also acknowledge that positive move, that we now only have 24 members of Politburo from 64. So decisions are likely to be quicker. The resources of the organizations are going to be used much lesser in Politburo and more in other facets of the organization. So from a Congress perspective, ZANU-PF simply designed what it wanted, delivered on it, and they're happy. So really, for my good brother now to say things didn't go well, it didn't go well for who? For the people of ZANU-PF, they're happy that it happened. The Congress, by acclamation, approved that the president announced the Politburo, which includes the two vice presidents, on Wednesday. But it should make very clear that he's not announcing the vice president of the country. He's announcing the vice president of the party. And they should be given that democratic space. Imagine if ZANU-PF was complaining that MDC is not announcing its leadership. You are going to scream off, that ZANU-PF is now, it's micromanaging the affairs of the MDC. Mm-hmm. So if things are good for people in ZANU-PF, let it be. If my brother is not happy with it, he's free to join ZANU-PF, and you now have the local standard to oppose what is happening.
Mr. Maduma.
Yes. I hear what you're saying there, but the truth is, you know, let's look at it very objective. Let's not run away from the truth. The people in ZANU-PF members themselves did not come back from Congress holding what they expected to hold from there. That's point number one. They all went there with hopes that after Congress, they know who their vice presidents are, who is in the political. They came back empty-handed. The endorsement of the president and the first lady were done way before Congress. All those were known. Central committee members, all those were things that were known. The resolutions and so on, all those were things that were known way before. Everybody went there to hear who is in the Politburo and who are the vice president. So to say they are happy, it's not true. They can't get without what they expected to get. Secondly, we cannot say that people are interfering in their issues, because we're talking of the ruling party. Mm-hmm. The whole country is focusing on them. We still have another 4 or 5 years to go, 4 years to go running the country. We are expecting the country to have a vice president, and we automatically know that the vice president of the vice president of the country will come from the vice president of ZANU-PF.
Let me help you. The elections of the Central Committee were happened, some of them barely 7 days before the Congress. And some names of those who had won those elections only arrived at the party HQ possibly hours before the commencement of Congress. And the president was saying, I need time to go through this. Previously, some of the in previous Congresses, Central Committee elections were held a month before the actual Congress. So we had a situation that during Congress, the president was now getting a full list, the latest list of who has got in there. And I don't think anywhere in the world when someone says, I need more time to look into this, and you would want to say it's unconstitutional. That's not it. Even in you can ask for deferment on the basis that you want to properly look at a certain matter. You need more time to reflect on a certain issue. So, really, he didn't ask for 1 month. He simply asked for 1 day. My brother will know what's happening in the Revolutionary Party. I know you can't wait to hear what's happening.
When the constitution was amended that the president was going to appoint the Politburo and the vice president, all those things were known. Everybody knew Central Committee was going to be elected at this time. So when they went to Politburo, it is going to happen. they went to Congress, policy bill will be announced at the end of the Congress, as the Constitution says, the amendment says. So why were all those things not looked into before going into Congress? So really, everybody went there with the expectation that at the end of Congress, there's going to be a policy bureau, there's going to be two vice presidents. Those were the expectations. And we are saying, Congress has come back, Congress is gone. That expectation has not come yet. That we cannot run away from yet. We announced later. But looking at analyzing the Congress, the expectation of the Congress has not been met. That's the situation.
Thank you, gentlemen. Please do stay on the line. We'll come back to you. Regatende kune mwe mutereri. Mukoma Zwari mwe makadi.
Nefara mtifara wa mukoma blessing.
Aiwa isuti ngofara. Kuririse iku honde uku.
Aiba ngewaja hao bambo imwe.
Aiwa zungo nakaza.
Regatende taure no kurumiza. Niku takuna lo kwa baba bantaka zindiri wane masho kopano.
Taura enyu.
Regaindi taure chini chino faza, atidu kutukana, sezo mwono gara mchita ura, anditika.
Ongu.
Jika kute wa msarara, wandi terere, wandi wa mashoko angu, waasha njise. Nika ino inde, ine muri zwayo. Muri zwayo ndi Jehova, ndi mwari. Na wanu wacho. Waziwe kuti, ama kore mangani wachimota ura, nyaimwe cheteo. Constitution zvakazodari kwazvakazodari zviri kuda kuti tsitsa kupi ngawarangarira wairing Bible shoko ramwari rinotaura kuti Mose kunyangwa akatungamira vana vaIsraeri haana kuzosvika Kenani asi chachi tinanga kuti asvike Kenani mwari aona kukanganisa kwange kutadza pakusateerera mwari Moses haana kuzosvika Kenani vakazosvika ndi Joshua and Caleb vanhu vose kuti ngaendea mwari vanogumbuka vanotsama ngavaite zvinhu zvinofadza mwari ngavaite zvinhu zvinofadza vanhu nekuti vanhu ndova Jehovha wadzidzowa dzimwe nyika kuti ndezvavari kuitaio kunyange ari marevolutionary party neparty nyika idzodzo ndezvavari kuita here zvekuita muzimbabwe vanhu vari kuchema makambani avharwa vanhu havazi kushanda wachimboramba wachimboita macongress atidyi congress pese tinozva kuti vanhu vararame nyika ive neupfumi ndozvetinotaura izvozvo kana wotesana kumbesana kudare izvozvo zvinotitora patodini tosvika kupi tiri kuchema tiri kunamata usiku nemasikati asi mwari achava nehasha pamusoro pavanhu vanotapira vanhu vamwari nekuti vamwe vakangasvika kwaida kusvika warangarire kuti sauro wakafa nekuda kusatonga vanhu vamwari zvakanaka ndo mashoko amwe iwavo.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mazuva rimwe.
Ngavaite zvinoda mwari zvavari kuti handizvo zvinoda mwari bese.
Aiwa.
Vaziva kuti vanhu vakakubwa mwari varangarire vanhu kwete kuramba uchimboti congress yazodai nyika vazotadza nyika vazotadza kana atadza unogadziriswaka ndo saka vanhu vachibvaatipa matare ari vekugadzirisa vanokanganisa kwete kuti tivanhani tipini kwete toda kuti nyika iite zvakanaka nyika yezimbabwe yange ine kupfumire takashanda munguva yavanga ino varungu upfumi huri muno munyika ivo vakauya muno muupfumi hurimo masankisheni masankisheni ndiva kuti nemapoti hozi mugwagwa tisankisheni futi mapoti hozi mugwagwa masankisheni wasati nyengezeesimbati hatiri kuzviona tiri kuzviona mazvita.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vazuva rimwe
hazvidai baba.
Of course Mr. Zwarimwe is not happy with what is happening in the country. He's of course saying we don't eat the Congress. You can hold your Congresses. But what is happening on the ground is that the economic situation is not looking good. People are losing their jobs every day. And he says also the reason why Zimbabwe has courts is to make sure that those accused of certain crimes are sent to the courts. So there's no need to fight. We'll address some of the issues that he was raising there. But Mr. Msarara and Mr. Maduma, please do stay on the line. For our radio listeners, we are streaming live. Go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying stay tuned, Zimbabwe.